County and municipal leaders are grappling with budget proposals amid cuts in state aid and no additional coronavirus funding relief from Washington. Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro is unveiling his budget proposal Wednesday, and I spoke with him for a preview.
Dutchess County could not have entered this crisis any stronger financially, but the fiscal challenges have never been greater. So significant loss in sales tax revenue. We're estimating as much as $15 million in sales tax losses with the uncertainty of federal assistance and looming cuts from Albany. This is only likely going to get worse before it gets better. That said, we have been working creatively for years, but over the last several months have been as creative and innovative as possible to really meet the challenge. So my budget next year will cut county spending by approximately $18 million, 3.6%. We will shrink the size of the county workforce by approximately 140 positions. Some will be eliminated. Others will just not include funding. They'll be temporarily held for 2021, and we will not raise taxes. In fact, the budget does provide a very modest tax levy reduction and a reduction in the county's tax rate, all while meeting the priorities of the day and the goals that we have.
What can we expect to see in terms of what you're proposing that stay funded or add to the funding? I know there's something out on youth programs, also yeah. Homelessness, which we could be facing an escalation of given the COVID-19 crisis.
Well, listen, while other governments were closing down homeless shelters, we were expanding our services. We think that that's critical. This budget includes resources to continue emergency shelter, to expand temporary housing opportunities, and to address affordable housing concerns. We also focus on expansion of our youth services, not only a capital commitment to develop a youth opportunity center in the city of Poughkeepsie, but also to support young people countywide through service support, use of technology, job training. This budget also includes an expansion of our mental health and substance use disorder programming, expanding the capacity and reach of our mobile intervention team, expanding the reach and accessibility of the stabilization center, and supporting real reforms in policing and really addressing the inequities that exist and the relationships that need to be healed throughout our community.
And on that last point with policing reforms, that's per the government's order, right?
Well, I mean, both the president and the governor issued executive orders that required police agencies to look inward. The governor's executive order is very comprehensive. Dutchess County government, Sheriff Butch Anderson, we've been working with local law enforcement agencies really from the get-go. We're months into our review process and have developed a series of next steps with the police chiefs and local law enforcement really to strengthen what works and to improve those areas that need improvement. We're focused on next year body cameras for sheriff's office members, deputies. We'll be providing implicit bias and procedural justice training to all law enforcement agencies. And we'll continue efforts to expand the civil service pool so that we get a more diverse candidate pool for employment as police officers. But also, we're going to build on the county's very successful crisis intervention and mental health training, where we've already for years have been requiring every officer on the ground in the field to have mental health training and crisis intervention training. It's been very, very productive. The officers find it to be the best training they take part in. And then we also bringing our mental health helpline, our 24/7 response line, into our 911 dispatch center so that there'll be integration of that service as well. All of this embraced by community stakeholders and activists and local law enforcement. It's been a very consensus building exercise, really focused on equality of opportunity and healing relationships. And for us, we know that we're at our best when we're working together.
Obviously, this goes through the budget process. I know
yeah.
that this is a proposed budget. But in terms of state aid and federal aid, that is yet, you don't know what's coming or what's being cut. I mean, is there room for amendment? Are there extraordinary circumstances here?
Well, there always is. We're building the budget with the expectation that things could get worse. And what that means is we're protecting our fund balance. Remember, we came into this with a substantial reserve account meant for a rainy day. It's raining. And we're prepared for that. So we do expect that there is likely going to be debate on whether or not federal aid comes our way. Our budget doesn't rely on federal assistance, although if it comes in, we'll be able to restore some of those temporarily held positions. We are bracing for the worst with the state, and we're prepared to the extent we can be, knowing that Albany will be making certain decisions, and we can confront that over the course of budget adoption and into the new year. The only thing I'll also tell you, since I wear another hat, county leaders across the state have provided the budget office, the governor's office, and state leaders, options that would provide counties relief while still meeting the mandated expectations that Albany has. There are certain steps that Albany could take, like providing us relief on jail staffing. The state requires, through the Commission on Corrections, very, very high number of corrections officer positions, despite the fact that our jails have significantly less individuals in our care. There are steps within both bail reform and discovery rules that, frankly, if they gave some administrative relief, we could manage. And then the last is with hospitals across the country receiving significant aid by the federal government, we've recommended that Albany walk back its rate of our sales tax for distressed hospitals. Remember, for the first time ever, the state legislature and the governor, in fact, raided county sales tax dollars to support distressed hospitals across New York. Well, we're asking and have asked for a one-time relief, one-year relief, because those very institutions receive significant federal aid and likely will receive additional federal aid. This would be the year to at least hold that back. And in Dutchess County's case, that's about $1 million to $1.5 million in sales tax that the state's raiding from us to support those hospitals.
Molinaro has been releasing portions of his budget over the last several days. He will release his 2021 executive budget in full Wednesday morning at 11 on the Dutchess County government website, and will host virtual forums in November to discuss his budget proposal with residents. He'll also hold a teletown hall forum streamed on the county Facebook page Wednesday evening, discussing a coronavirus update and the budget. Earlier in October, Molinaro was elected to serve as president of the New York State County Executives Association, an affiliate of the New York State Association of Counties. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.